25. In the night, Gnome Anur felt the villip move against his chest, signaling an incoming communication. He lay quietly, wondering if he could leave the rock shelter unobserved. The Jedi slept lightly, and so did Harar. Besides, despite the fact that they hadn't seen any animals more dangerous than a Dilith, the older Jedi insisted on keeping watches, and Tahiri was on watch at the moment. His own shift would begin in a few hours. Why couldn't the signal have come then? Cursing silently, he lay there until the villip ceased quivering, but did not sleep again. Shimra did not like to be ignored or delayed, and excuses rarely got one far with the Supreme Overlord. He felt his last, best chance at reconciliation slipping from him. If he could kill Tahiri without waking the others, yes, and if a wish was a da'eh, the Ma'lur would all be choked. So he stayed there, trying to keep his muscles from twitching. When at last his watch arrived and he took Tahiri's place on the outjut above the cave, he still dared not reply to the other end of the connection until enough time had passed that he could be relatively certain she was asleep. Finally, more than an hour after he took the post, he climbed a little higher up the hill to be sure he was out of earshot of anyone who might be awake, and once again unsealed the bag and stroked the creature to life. For long moments, nothing happened, but then a face appeared, a hideous, distorted face. With a faint shock, he realized it was Shimra's jester, Onimi.
"Gnome Anur," the jester burbled. "Gnome Anur, Gnome Anur, your reputation we deplore, the bumbling failed executor."
"I must speak with Shimra," Gnome Anur whispered fiercely, "quickly before our enemies discover us."
"Our enemies?" Onimi burbled. "What fortress will we ever stand in together, ever, whether, sever again?"
"Tell him it concerns Zonama Seacoat. Tell him—" The face suddenly melted, and a new, infinitely more terrifying one took its place. Gnome Anur shivered, and for an instant he wanted to crush the villip, throw it in a deep pool, and return to his role as prophet. He thought about his disciples, his diseased, pathetic, gullible—
"Gnome Anur,"
the villip growled, unable to actually convey the profound, bone-shivering bass of Shimra's voice, but suggesting it well enough.
"Most unworthy and perverse of my servants. What could you possibly want?"
"Only to serve you, Lord."
"You would have served me best to have given yourself over to sacrifice after the disaster you caused on Ebak 9.
"I could not, great Lord," he said. "I was captured by the Jedi. I have been their captive since that time."
"Indeed, it was very considerate of them to allow you the use of a villip."
"I secreted it upon my person. It went undiscovered."
"Then why did you not use it earlier?"
the Supreme Overlord rumbled. "I was observed, always observed, but I have won their confidence now."
"Enough,"
Shimra snapped.
"You mentioned Zonama Seacoat. That world has been destroyed."
"It has not, Dreadlord. I am upon it, along with the Shaper Nen-Yim and the priest Harar. They have allied with the Jedi, Lord Shimra. Against you. Against us."
"Harar. You would have me take your word that Harar is a traitor."
"Summon him, my lord. You will find him absent from Yuuzhan'tar, and indeed from Yuuzhan Vong's space, as is Nen-Yim." For an interminable period, Shimra said nothing.
"Go on,"
he finally said. "With me are also two Jedi, Corrin Horn, who slew Shedao Shai, and Tahiri, the one who was shaped." He took a deep breath. "Lord, Luke Skywalker is also here, the chief of them all, and Mara Jade Skywalker."
"On Zonama Seacoat."
The Supreme Overlord's tone carried an almost unimaginable tinge of fear. It almost stopped Gnome Anur from going on, but he tightened his resolve and plunged ahead.
"Yes, Dreadlord. They have come to persuade the planet to join them against us."
So.
Shimra's voice rumbled away. It returned a moment later.
"You know how to reach this planet."
"My villip can be made to serve as a tracer. You may use Far Anur's villip to find me. A shaper can make the necessary modifications."
Lead me to Zonama Seacoat, Gnome Anor, and you will find the gods smile on you again. I will smile on you again.
That is my only wish, Dreadlord, to serve you as I once did.
I should hope you will serve me better.
Shimra paused.
Based on our past experiences, it will require overwhelming force to destroy this cursed planet. Much of our fleet is presently engaged. Indeed, I consider it possible, Gnome Anor, that you may yet be a traitor trying to lure my fleet there so the infidels can take Yuuzhan'tar.
No fleet is necessary, Dreadlord. There is an Imperial frigate above this planet, and doubtless Skywalker has a ship. Send one ship to dig with them, and a landing craft to find me. That is all that is required.
Fool, Shimra grunted. The problem is not with infidel ships, but with the planet itself.
The planet will not present a problem, Lord Shimra. I have the means to sabotage it. By the time your ships arrive here, it shall be occupied with its own death.